Hey guys, welcome to the Draft NBA Podcast. Happy Valentine's Day. Today is February 14th. I'm your host, Nate. Here are my co-host,
Aaron Jackson.
All right, so let's get right into it. The Cavs, another very impressive win in Oklahoma City. Great game. LeBron, 37-8-8. Looks totally rejuvenated. Nance, Clarkson, and Hood all were in double figures, so the trade is, you know, really A-plus so far.
Yeah, we talked about it last podcast. They look like a completely different team out there, having a lot of fun, playing really well. Definitely look like they're, you know, going to be coming out of the East again, especially with the Celtics falling back. I guess we still got Toronto out there playing pretty well, but yeah, they look great.
I don't think either of us trust Toronto. I think when it's all said and done, Cavs of the field, I'm going to take the Cavs. I'm sure most people are going to do the same.
Yeah, I mean, Toronto has not proven anything over the years that they are trustworthy in the playoffs, so I think we are both in agreement there.
Yeah, so looking at OKC, you know, they've had some good wins. This wasn't a bad loss by any means, and Westbrook, you know, he came back from a two-game absence, played pretty well, 21-12, but, you know, losing a home to the Cavs is just like, this is a game that, you know, if they were going to be a serious contender, that they would, you know, you like to see them get a win here.
Yeah, for sure. I was really that high on them, and I continue not to be. I just don't see them really coming out of the conference and really doing much, making many waves in the playoffs, even with the big three. I just don't see it.
Yeah, so looking at two other competitive Western Conference teams that, you know, are either contenders or pretenders, the Rockets won in Minnesota. Harden 34-13, Karl-Anthony Towns 35-12. The Rockets are actually half a game back of Golden State and both play tonight. So going to the All-Star break, you know, if the Rockets win and Golden State loses tonight, they're going to be the one seed going to All-Star break.
Yeah, and you know what? They deserve it. They have been playing great all year, consistently all year, and that's not something we can say for the Warriors at all. They've been terribly inconsistent. They have no idea how to start games, it seems like, anymore. They were losing in the first quarter the other day against the worst team in the league, the Phoenix Suns. They were running their own timeouts. You know, the players are running their own timeouts, and they were still losing in that game. Obviously, they ended up winning by a lot, but you can't just turn it on in the playoffs like that. You need to come ready to play, and I just don't think they are right now. I mean, I guess it does remain to be seen, you know, can they flip that switch? Which maybe they can, but I don't think it's a great recipe for success.
Yeah, so if I was to tell you today that Golden State's not going to make the finals, or not going to win the finals, let's say, who do you think has a better chance of knocking them off? Houston, Cleveland, or another team? Probably not another team. It's probably going to be one of the two.
But. Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely Houston. Yeah. I still think while this Cavs resurgent is great, I still think whoever comes out of the West is going to be the NBA championship, win the NBA championship this year, and it's either going to be the Warriors or the Rockets, barring, you know, some major injuries to both those teams. One of those two is going to be your champion this year.
Yeah, you know, I think that if it was a Rockets-Cavs series, that would be very competitive. I think Golden State still, through everything, is, you know, the huge favorite. You know, I think that if it's Golden State or the field, I'm taking Golden State.
What about you? Yeah, I guess I probably still would right now, but I'm definitely leaning away. Just Houston just looks great. They look great night in and night out. And, yeah, I don't know. I'm definitely leaning towards them, but if you were asking me to bet on a team now, I'd still be with the Warriors, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like less of a foregone conclusion than it has been. You know, really, last year I thought it was like, so obvious that they were going to win. This year, teams are, you know, ramping up and looking good to play them. So now the Nuggets, a huge surprise team. They're 31-26. They beat the Spurs last night. Jokic had a triple-double. They're the 60 in the West, even though it's really tight at the end. But they're a great team. You know, they're a good young team with a lot of good young pieces that aren't really household names.
Yeah, I was pretty surprised by this win. Definitely thought the Spurs would win this game, kind of put their foot down, show, you know, who's boss. But no, the Nuggets came out playing. They were down late in the fourth, and they came back. And that's even more impressive against a really good Spurs team. So I was very impressed by their play. of late. And like you said, Jokic just is having a great season. I think we've said it a couple times before, like nobody saw this coming out of him, just like out of the blue becoming one of the premier players in the game.
Yeah, that's a tough first round matchup. You know, I could see if like, you know, OKC drew them in the first round, like that's not a foregone conclusion that they're going to win that series. Denver's a very hard place to play. They have very, you know, energetic young players that can knock down shots, and they have a dominant center. So, you know, they're kind of a sleeper team in the playoffs. Not they're going to go on this huge run, but I think whoever draws them in the first round, that's not an easy matchup.
Yeah, I could definitely see them getting out of the first round for sure.
Yep. All right. So that's pretty much summary of the games last night, but we're looking ahead to All-Star weekend as well. So in the dunk competition, we got Donovan Mitchell, Oladipo, Dennis Smith, and Larry Nance, the new Cavalier. Anyone you like specifically?
I was getting kind of excited, and then we've had injuries. So two of these guys are replacements that weren't even supposed to be in the competition. I guess you're what, most excited about? Donovan Mitchell? Both the replacements are better than the two people that were in it originally. I'm not too excited about Oladipo or Smith, but Larry Nance can definitely throw it down. And Donovan Mitchell, having a great year, obviously can put on a show as well. I think if you're pressing me to pick a winner, I'm probably picking Larry Nance.
I'll pick Donovan Mitchell, but, you know, it's going to be a fun contest. I think, you know, Dennis Smith will see what the rookie could do. Obviously, he's a point guard also, so, you know, people like the little guys, and he's going to, you know, all over Instagram every night pretty much throwing down a big dunk. So we'll see if he can bring it out in the dunk contest.
Yeah, a little disappointed we don't get Aaron Gordon here. Such a fun show was put on last year. I would have liked to have seen him again. But yeah, I definitely think it'll be between Donovan Mitchell and Larry Nance.
Yep. All right. So for the 3-point contest, we got a wide, wide array of players. We got Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, Wayne Ellington, Paul George, Tobias Harris, Eric Gordon, Kyle Lowry, and Klay Thompson. So, you know, you'd think that the best shooter is probably Klay, and then the worst shooter is, you know, Tobias is a solid shooter. He's not someone you would think would be in the 3-point contest.
Yeah, I should have looked up Wayne Ellington's percentage before this, but to me that seems an odd pick as well.
Yeah, very odd.
It must be – he must have a good shooting percentage. I don't know why he would be in there if he didn't. But, yeah, I think the two people that shine out are definitely Bradley Beal, Klay Thompson. Is Devin Booker, like, he can light it up if he gets on fire. Actually, you know what? I'm going to pick him as maybe a slight dark horse there to win. Devin Booker.
All right, my dark horse is Eric Gordon. I think he could come in, he could win this thing, and he's, you know, probably the fifth or sixth favorite out of the bunch. So
why do we not get Curry in this event? Like, what?
I think he's just boring. I don't know if he wants to do it, or, you know,
is he just too busy to get out there and nail a bunch of threes in front of the crowd? I mean, come on.
Maybe he's got too much pressure because he'd be so clear of the favorite. If he doesn't win, well, you know, maybe he doesn't want that.
I guess it is kind of a lose-lose situation. Like, he wins, he's expected to win. If he loses, what's wrong with him? Yeah, I don't know.
Yep, all right. Speaking of Steph Curry, for the big event, who are you taking? Team Curry or Team LeBron? Team LeBron obviously had every injury. I think everyone thought that he picked the by far better team, and yet all the players that got hurt were all on Team LeBron.
Yeah, this is a no-brainer. It's Curry's team. Like, LeBron's team is, a bunch of replacements right now. They're basically like they don't even have correct positions right now. They're gonna get destroyed, I think.
All right, well, I'm taking Team LeBron. I think that, you know, he's replacing all stars with other all star caliber players. So, you know, you look at like Paul George got replaced. Like, you know, is that really making his team worse that whoever got voted in and, you know, got hurt is being replaced by a player like Paul George or Dragic or whoever?
Yeah, it is gonna be a fun game to watch because I'd like to see like Curry and Durant kind of get into a playful thing. Hopefully they guard each other. I'm sure they'll guard each other a couple times just, you know, to put on a show.
Yeah, I'm also very interested to see how Kyrie and Durant and LeBron all interact. I don't know. It just seems like LeBron took all his, like, biggest rivals and wants to create, like, the Cavaliers locker room on the All-Star team because they got Westbrook, they got KD, they got Kyrie, they got LeBron. So that's just we'll see how – how they all interact on the court.
A lot of ball handlers.
Yeah, a lot of ball handlers
on that team.
All right. Let's get on to the slate tonight. We got a full slate, one of the biggest slates of the season, 12 games going into All-Star break. So there's actually two games tomorrow, and then everyone's off until, I believe, next Thursday.
Yeah, we're all taking a little break. No podcast Friday. Enjoy a week of no basketball. I will not be, because there will be nothing going on. Life's boring.
Yes, no sports basketball. Are taking a little bit of a back seat. But, you know, what I always look forward to with the All-Star break is how, you know, the NBA season – is a huge grind. It's so long, and everyone says, oh, you know, regular season games don't matter. So there's a class that says that the NBA actually starts on Christmas, which is like anything that happens before Christmas is meaningless, which I kind of hear that. And then there's the other class that's like anything that happens before the All-Star game is meaningless. And then it's the home stretch. So we're getting into the home stretch where the teams are going to be trying to crank it up a little bit, you know, get into the thick of the season and take that second step.
Yeah, so a couple people to keep on your radar today. Rubio is out, so do not draft him. Draymond is doubtful. He probably will not play, so keep a lookout for any swaps. Embiid is the same. Devin Booker is the same. He's missed, four games in a row now? So hopefully he gets back on the mend because he's a great fantasy option when he's going good. Obviously, Embiid's been hit or miss all year. When he plays, great option. When he doesn't, make sure to get a swap in.
Yeah, so Embiid, I would say, is the biggest thing to look at because, you know, we always focus on the centers here. So look at the centers right now. You got Drummond is a clear number one. Great matchup. Home to Atlanta. He's going to destroy tonight. And then Embiid's number two, which is, again, another good matchup. So, but if he doesn't play and you're looking at the number two option is Dwight Howard, who's projected 10 less points than Drummond, you know, again, I think Drummond's worthy of being, you know, one of the top, if not the top pick.
Yeah, if Davis wasn't in this draft, Anthony Davis wasn't in this draft, Drummond is the number one pick. And I think he's still even arguable with Anthony Davis in this draft. But I think he's probably number two behind Davis.
Yeah, and this isn't to take away from like Westbrook or Harden or anything, because obviously they're great. But at the end of the day, like if you're sitting there at number one, there's a good and it's head to head, there's a good chance that you're gonna be able to get one or the other when you come around.
Because
yeah, I mean,
and the guards are pretty deep.
Yeah, guards are always deep. You got Damian Lillard home to Golden State. He always puts up a good performance. You got Curry even lower, Bradley Beal playing in the Garden, which, you know, he's probably licking his chops ready to score 50 as much as he can. Donovan Mitchell, unbelievable matchup tonight, home to Phoenix.
Without Rubio, so
yeah,
he's going to pick up the scoring. He's a great option.
Yep. And then, you know, looking down at some other centers that are kind of, you know, maybe a good play if you don't get Drummond or Embiid. Gobert, I like a lot for the same reason as Mitchell pretty much, but also the Suns don't have Tyson Chandler. They're starting Dragic Bender, who's, you know, I'm not going to throw dirt in his name. He's a solid player, but I guess, but he's more of an offensive threat than a defensive threat. Gobert should have his way with him.
Yeah, he's a 20-year-old kid out there playing with a grown man in Gobert. So Gobert definitely should have put up points. We talk about this sometimes in blowouts. I think we'll see a blowout. Does that mean Gobert might not play a ton of minutes? That would be the only, you know, thing to maybe think about when picking him.
Yep, and we got a revenge game in center also. This actually slipped my eye, but I'm now catching it. Dwight Howard back in Orlando. What kind of reception do you think he's going to get from the Orlando crowd?
I think everybody hates him, right? So he'll probably get some boos, mostly boos, and he'll love it. I think he likes playing that part, and he usually plays well in revenge games like this. So he's definitely the clear third option here, I think.
Yeah, Capella also is down there home to Sacramento, but the whole blowout thing that you mentioned is definitely a possibility there. All right, so now let's look ahead to some of the guards. We already talked about it a little bit, but who are you taking between Westbrook and Harden if you have the choice?
Westbrook, Harden, definitely Westbrook tonight. I like the matchup. So Memphis will be starting a rookie guard in Harrington, and Harden, like we said, will be going against a rookie guard in De'Aaron Fox. But that will be a complete another blowout. So I don't foresee Harden playing in the fourth quarter. Where Westbrook at Memphis, I think that's going to be a very close game. And Westbrook will play probably normal minutes, play the entire game. He'll need to have a lot of scoring if they're wanting to win this game on the road against Memphis. So I think it's pretty clear Westbrook over Harden tonight.
You know what? I'm actually going to disagree with you there. I'm taking Harden over Westbrook. I think that Harden has a very, very good home matchup right now. Again, could be a blowout, but you know, he also in matchups like this throughout the season, which he's, you know, the clear frontrunner for MVP. You know, I wouldn't be surprised for a 40-point triple-double or a 50-point game, or, you know, Westbrook could do that too, but I like Harden at home against a soft defense.
Well, that's why we all watch the games, see what happens. Come back next time, see who's right here.
Yep, absolutely. So anyone undervalued that you think, you know, anyone you're looking at that's maybe under the radar that you think would be a good play in a deeper slate or, you know, something like, or just a larger draft with more players drafted?
I've been liking Zach LaVine a lot. I think he went under the radar when he came back from injury, and also he's playing on a terrible team in the Chicago Bulls, so most people didn't realize, you know, that he was even back. But since he's been back, he's been putting up great numbers, and he's a great option to go with. He's doing good.
Yep. All right. Well, I'll give you a name to watch, a very, you know, almost unheard of name. He was a high draft pick a few years ago. It's been kind of a bust, but Mario Hezonja on the Magic, his last three games, 51.2, 33.6, and 29. I bet you would not have guessed that if I told you to guess his last three games.
I knew he was playing well, so I'm not surprised by that, but I couldn't have given you exact numbers.
Yeah. Fair. So if you're in a six-man draft, how much are you valuing Drummond? You know, compared to the six-rated center is, you know, like Capella, Cantor, DeAndre Jordan, Whiteside, you know, kind of those guys. So if it's a large draft, you take a Drummond potentially one?
Yeah, you think about it. I just think Anthony Davis matchup is so good also tonight, where it's clearly him or Drummond as the first pick. I think it's just deciding between those two. For me, I think it's Davis right now a little bit over. But you're certainly not wrong to reach up and take Drummond at number one, especially in a six-man draft.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, Davis home to the Lakers. First, you know, last game before the All-Star break, he's probably going to put up a monster stat line. Yeah, so, all right, so let's get into our draft. I got first pick, and speaking of Davis, he was my first selection in a head-to-head.
And sticking with everything that I said earlier, I followed up with, I would have picked Drummond, but I get back-to-back, so I did Westbrook-Drummond. Sticking to what I said earlier, Westbrook better than Harden tonight. And it's clearly a good choice to reach up at center, even in a head-to-head. It's just such an advantage.
Yeah, especially with Embiid questionable, because he was my last pick, but you know I easily could be forced into a swap situation where now all of a sudden he's got a Drummond, and if I have to swap out Embiid, I guess I'll take Dwight, but that's a 10-point projection advantage for Aaron. But I was still very happy to get Harden with the fourth pick. Again, think that he could be a matchup winner tonight, and I took KD with the fifth pick.
Yeah, and that's the right pick here, but it also opens up for me that now I know I can pick my guard because his forward positions are done. So I could pick a guard or a forward here, but I know I need to go guard. And so I reached up for Donovan Mitchell over Chris Paul here, again with the thinking that I don't think the starters play full minutes in Houston, and the matchup for Donovan Mitchell is great, so I do think Mitchell outscores Chris Paul here. And then follow it up with Blake Griffin.
Yeah, so you know, you talk about CP3, and I actually took Oladipo. Oladipo's playing in Brooklyn. Brooklyn plays very fast. They don't have a good defense like at all. And Oladipo's been on fire, you know. Obviously, he's probably going to win, you know, most improved player, but he's really just been straight money. His last game, he had 73 fantasy points. The game before that, he had 60. So I actually am taking him over CP. Also, with the, you know, threat of a blowout, I think that Chris Paul could be another person who's, you know, potentially not playing any minutes in the fourth quarter. And then I took Embiid.
Yeah, and I said out loud that I was giving him Chris Paul while we were drafting because I wanted him to take Chris Paul because I do think it's a bad pick in a head-to-head. I would leave him on the board in a head-to-head. So he was right to take Oladipo, at least in my opinion. And then I finished up the draft with Paul George. And that's it. Right now, this is our fourth draft. Right now, Nate's leading 2-1. I'll give him a little asterisk, though, because I've had some unfortunate things happen to my drafts. Some leaky roofs, whatever. But he's up 2-1 going in. So we'll let you know what happens next week.
Yep, have a great All-Star break. Enjoy the festivities. Let's hopefully we can see some, you know, Westbrook KD drama, some LeBron Kyrie drama, you know, as much drama as possible. I think that's what we're all rooting for.
All right, have a good one, guys.
Yep, bye.